Hello again. Welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. My name is Ron LaRussa. I will be with you for the next hour. We've got a good show today, some good birthdays to recognize, and we're going to play something from the long-awaited new album from a member of one of rock's royal families. And of course, the best rock from all eras, right here on 91.5 WMFO. Let's get started with Rod Stewart and Faces. Thank you.
you are a lady. Perhaps she said, I may be. We moved into a basement with thoughts of our engagement. We stayed in by the telly, although the room was smelly. We spent our time just kissing, the railway arms were missing. But love had got us hooked up. Some forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, though I always tell her. And so it's my assumption I'm really up the junction.
That's one of my favorite Squeeze songs, one of their earlier ones. It's called Up the Junction. And we heard from Rod Stewart and his stint with Faces. And stay with me here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, good morning, Ron LaRussa here. It is another Monday morning, last one in March. And you really do feel spring coming along. Everything is opening up. I saw people eating at outside restaurants this week. The Bruins had fans in the stands for the first time, too. And the Red Sox open up this week. Haven't heard a lot about the upcoming baseball season, but definitely a sign of spring. So it's kind of weird, though, that things are opening up because the cases, the COVID cases, are still kind of high. We're averaging about 1,500 to 2,000 cases a day. But on the other hand, we're doing about 72,000 vaccines a day. So the cases are particularly down with older people, so it shows that the vaccines are working. Cases are down for people who are 75 and older, so that is good news, and it does prove that the vaccines are working. But it's kind of a race, right? It's like how many people can be infected versus how many people we can vaccinate. But it's all trending in the right direction. Well, we've got a good hour of music ahead. We'll start it now with Phil's pick. This is a feature we've been doing for the better part of a year now. I was over Phil's house once, and I was just blown away by the vastness of his music collection. And a lot of it is not the same style of music that I would necessarily pick, so I realized immediately that it would be great flavor for the show to have Phil give us a recommendation every week for a song that he thinks that you guys might like. So let's hear what Phil has in store for us this week.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Viet Norm by the Band of Heathens. They're an Austin, Texas-based band which plays music which filters contemporary singer-songwriter and alt-country flavors mixed in with 70s soft rock. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
David Bowie. From his 1980s era sound, Modern Love. And before that, Phil's pick from the Band of Heathens. And the song was Viet Norm here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, we've got a couple of big birthdays, one huge birthday to recognize this week. Last week, Elton John turned 74 years old, and it is really hard to overstate Elton John's career. He has been working with Bernie Taupin since 1967. They've done more than 30 albums together. He sold over 300 million records and has more than 50 top 40 hits in the United States and in Britain, including 9 number ones in the U.S. He's also got 7 consecutive number one albums in the U.S. And he's a knight, and also the first concert that I ever went to at the Nassau Coliseum way back in the day. So we will play something from Elton. It is also, today is John Popper from Blues Traveler's birthday. He was born on this day in 1967. So let's do two in a row for the birthday boys. We'll do Elton John and then Blues Traveler here on Rock of Ages on WMFO.
Now I know Spanish Harlem are not just pretty words to say. I thought I knew, but now I know that rose trees never grow in New York City until you've seen this trash can dream come true. You stand at the edge while people run you through. I thank the Lord there's people out there like you. I thank the Lord there's people out there like you. While Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters, sons of bankers, sons of lawyers, turn around and say good morning to the night. For unless they see the sky, but they can't, and that is why. They know not if it's dark outside or light. This Broadway's got, it's got a lot of songs to sing. If I knew the tunes, I might. I go my way alone, grow my own seed shall be sown in New York City. Subway's no way for a good man to go down. Rich man can ride, and the hobo, he can drown. They can, and that is why. No, not if it's dark outside or light. Now I know Spanish Harlem are not just pretty words to say. Subway's no way for a good man. man can ride and the hobo he can drown. And I thank the Lord for the people I have found. I thank the Lord for the people I have found. While Mona Lisa morning to the night, for unless they see the sky, but they can, and that is why. They know not if it's dark outside or light. They know not if it's dark outside.
I'm shall I abide? Yes, try to catch your little tunes. I'll skip through many ditties. I wanna bust all your balloons. I wanna burn all of your trees to the ground. I found I will not mess around unless I play. Then hey, I will go all day. Hear what I say, I have a prayer to pray. That's really all this was. When I'm feeling stuck in need of a god, don't rely on love.
Blues traveler John Popper celebrating a birthday today. That song's called Hook. And we heard from Elton John and his album Honky Chateau. Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatter's. And Elton John turned 74 years old last week. And so always looking for a good excuse to play some Elton John here on the show. Well, the name of the show is Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras. That means from the classic rock of the 1960s and 70s right on through modern and pop rock. From the 2000s and today. And right now we're going to play something new. Last year, we played Wolfgang Van Halen's tribute to his dad, Eddie Van Halen, a song called The Distance, which was a pre-release from an upcoming album he's preparing under his band name, Mammoth WVH. Although it's not actually a band, because he's the only member of Mammoth WVH. But this week he released two more songs, including the one we're about to play. And the song really illustrates the absence of album rock radio, because it is about as radio-friendly a pop rock sound as you'll ever hear in 2021. But other than this show, I'm not sure where you would get to hear it, at least where on the radio, which is too bad, because it's excellent. So let's listen now. This is new from Wolfgang Van Halen and Mammoth WVH. It's called Think It Over on Rock of Ages, WMFO. That's U2 from their album The Joshua Tree, or if you are a fan of the show Friends, Joshua Tree. And before that, we heard Think It Over from Wolfgang Van Halen. His band is Mammoth WVH. We are waiting for that album. There are two new singles that were just released last week, and that is one of them. And really liking the sound, liking that sound a lot. It's time for one of my favorite features of the show, one-hit wonders of the album rock radio era. You know, there was a wave of radio rock bands that emerged in the late 90s and in the early 2000s that signaled the end of album rock radio as we knew it. It was caused primarily by the development of the internet and digital music, and the emphasis once again went away from albums and back to singles. And then it kind of even got more momentum as the album rock radio stations changed their formats away, and there was really no outlet for any deeper material. A lot of bands flourished at that time. Maroon 5, Train, Lifehouse, Matchbox 20, Creed, others. I'm going to do a show, in fact, that emphasizes and features that period. But one of those bands at that time was The Calling. The Calling met in high school in L.A. They formed the band in 1999 and in 2001 released the album Camino Palermo, which contained this hit, which was a number one radio hit, and also sold about 5 million copies. Then they released another album in 2004 called Two, the number two, but it didn't sell. And shortly after that, they went on hiatus and then quietly broke up. This is one of those songs that will likely live forever on radio, though. Wherever You Will Go, by The Calling, on Rock of Ages, our one-hit wonder.
So lately, been wondering who will be there to take my place. When I'm gone, you'll need love to light the shadows on your face. If a great wave shall fall and fall upon us all, then between the sand and stone, could you make it on your own? Darkest of your days. If a great wave shall fall and fall upon us all, well, I hope there's someone out there who can bring me back to you. If I could, then I would. I'll go wherever you go. Life and love might still go on in your heart, in your mind. I'll stay with you. Yeah.
Willie. Willie is happy again. Suki plays with Leo. Sasha plays with Brit. Adolf builds a bonfire. Enrico plays with it. Whistling tunes, we hide in the dunes by the seaside. Whistling tunes, we're kissing baboons in the jungle. It's a knockout. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears. Chiang Ching's is blue. They all have hills to fly them on, except for Lin Tai Yu. Dressing up in costumes, playing silly games, hiding out in treetops, shouting out rude names. Whistling tunes, we hide in the dunes by the seaside. Whistling tunes, we're kissing baboons in the jungle. It's a knockout. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears.
That's Peter Gabriel, Games Without Frontiers. And before that, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, The Calling, this week, going to the early 2000s and wherever you will go. Well, good morning. You're with Ron LaRussa. We'll be here for another 15 minutes or so, playing the best rock from all eras. And today was a pretty interesting and significant day in rock history. And we'll talk about that in just a minute right after this.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
Now I'm, trying to get better, stronger than ever.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
On this day in rock, March 29, 1980, Pink Floyd's The Dark Side of the Moon spent its 303rd week on the U.S. album chart, which beat the record by Carole King, whose 1971 Tapestry held the record up until that point. And on this day in 1975, Led Zeppelin became the first band in history to have six entries on the Billboard album charts at once. Their recent release at that time was Physical Graffiti. It was at number one. And then five other albums were also on the chart. Led Zeppelin 4, Houses of the Holy, Led Zeppelin 2, Led Zeppelin, and Led Zeppelin 3. All on the charts at the same time. Well, this isn't from any of those albums. It's from In Through the Outdoor. Also Led Zepp. And a good one. On Rock of Ages.
in the wind. Within the glow that weaves a cloak of delight, there moves a thread that has no end. For many hours and days that pass ever soon, the tides of course the flame to dim.
Yeah.
That's Lenny Kravitz, Mr. Lisa Bonet. And before that, we heard Led Zeppelin from In Through the Outdoor and All of My Love. Well, we're coming toward the end of the show now. I do want to wish a belated happy birthday to Joe from Weymouth. He celebrated a birthday last week. He is a loyal listener and also a very discerning one. He keeps me on my toes every week, which I do appreciate. So belated happy birthday to Joe. And I'm going to leave us with Elvis Costello this morning here on Rock of Ages, WMFO.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.